Every year, on the 11th day of the 11th month, millions of Americans across the country honor Armistice Day, better known as Veterans Day. It is a day to honor the men and women who fought for our country, a day of celebration, and most importantly, a day of remembrance. I remember the Veterans Day assemblies held at my school every year. I remember seeing the faces of people who endured hardships to protect our country. The Missing Man Table, which honors the fallen and still missing soldiers of the United States. The red poppy pinned to my blouse as a symbol of hope for a better future. But what I remember the most are the stories of our veterans who returned to our homeland with all kinds of scars brought on by the battle. All the heroic deeds made me realize the significant impact our veterans have had on America. After all that these brave citizens have done, it is our way of appreciation as Americans to reflect and respect their importance. In the last century, our veterans fought perilous battles and wars in exchange for our peace and freedom. Freedom and peace are such delicate concepts, and both are never more than a generation away from extinction. And the cost of both is something that comes at the price of soldiers, as the perils of war do not end when the guns fall silent. With the many who perish during war, those who return home suffer from scars, both visible and, even more importantly, invisible. America's freedom and peace are earned, not by way of inheritance. Rather, it is fought for and defended by our veterans, generation by generation. Our veterans advocated for us and for democracy, freedom, and peace in the realm of the battlefield. And it is just as important for us to advocate for them. Without them, freedom and peace would be hard to come by or non-existent in a world of belligerent confrontation. As philosopher Gilbert Keith Chesterton said, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. No hero marches into combat on the grounds of destruction. The hero marches for the sake of preserving and protecting what they love. Being a veteran is not about glory or distinctions. Think of the many children with a parent serving in the military, or the parents with a son or daughter in combat. Why do soldiers endure the horrors of war? Why did veterans risk their lives in the heat of battle? The answer is simple: love. No struggle can be considered just unless it is motivated by love. And if the struggle is truly motivated by love, then its purpose is to be bound to something greater and beautiful. And that something greater is the America we love. From our time as elementary school students, we are taught to pledge our allegiance to the United States of America. We learn to be patriotic citizens with hearts in abundance of love. Our desire to change, lead, and challenge views makes our nation resilient and inspiring to other countries around the globe. The land of opportunity ignites passion and patriotism in citizens alike. And when our nation calls forward our citizens to serve, the best citizens answer and fight to protect what they love. This is why the veterans fought to protect America. This is why they have never let America down. Veterans are important because they fought for our freedom and peace, protection, and America. They are the living testimony of where we are now as a free nation. Their selflessness and love serve as our beacon as we navigate our future. They are the people who know better than anyone else the price of peace and freedom, for they have witnessed and bear the scars of war. As our veterans have answered the call to service, it is my hope that the generations to come will follow in their footsteps and walk alongside them in shaping our country's future. As we remember those who defended our country, let us draw inspiration from their courage and emulate their patriotic love.